This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is leading a meeting Monday of the country's crisis committee to address travel in and out of Britain, especially freight. On Sunday, several countries in Europe and the Middle East banned air travel from Britain because of concerns over a mutant strain of the coronavirus that has been spreading rapidly in England this month. France has barred all travel, including all freight carriers, for 48 hours starting Sunday night. That shut down the tunnel under the English Channel, through which pass thousands of trucks per day, and also the port of Dover, which also closed its ferry terminal. Dover is one of Britain's busiest ports. It has seen extra traffic ahead of Brexit. Britain is to leave the EU in less than 2 weeks and so far is without a trade deal. Ireland, Italy, Austria, Belgium, and the Netherlands have also banned flights from Britain over the new coronavirus variant. Canada, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, and Israel have followed suit. Other countries are considering a flight ban as the European Union met to discuss what to recommend. The strain has turned up outside of Britain. Italy's foreign minister said Sunday that a case has been identified in Rome, and the World Health Organization said 9 cases have been detected in Denmark, and 1 each in the Netherlands and Australia. The new variant is 70% more transmissible, according to British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Government scientists say they can't guarantee the new strain won't affect the effectiveness of vaccines. They're working to establish what the impact may be. An expert committee has put people 75 and older in the United States and essential workers like firefighters, teachers, and grocery store workers next in line for COVID-19 shots as a second vaccine began distribution in hospitals. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump's campaign says it has filed a new petition with the Supreme Court as it continues its efforts to overturn the results of the November 3rd election. The petition released on Sunday seeks to reverse a trio of Pennsylvania Supreme Court cases having to do with mail-in ballots. The prospect of the highest court in Pennsylvania throwing out the results of the election is unlikely, and President-elect Joe Biden would still be the winner even without Pennsylvania because of his wide margin of victory. Japan's cabinet approved a 9th straight increase in the nation's defense budget as the government bolsters funding to develop longer-range cruise missiles and stealth fighters to counter potential threats from China and North Korea. The $51.7 billion defense budget planned for fiscal 2021 is the first under Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga. It's a 1.1% increase over the current year's budget and is set for parliamentary approval early next year. The plan includes the cost to develop extended-range missiles that can be fired from destroyers or fighter jets and to develop Japan's own next-generation FX stealth fighter. Japan has repeatedly called China and North Korea threats to regional security and has studied the possibility of developing a first strike capability. A week before elections, UN peacekeeping forces in the Central African Republic say they've pushed back rebel forces who were advancing on the Central African Republic's capital, Bangui. A spokesman for the UN said the situation is under control. Despite mounting political tensions, the government had alleged an attempted coup when 3 of the powerful armed groups that control most of the country's territory began advancing toward the capital along critical main roads ahead of presidential and legislative elections scheduled for December 27th. In a joint statement, a group known as the G5+, that's France, Russia, the U.S., the EU, and the World Bank, urged the armed groups to lay down their arms and called for the elections to go ahead as scheduled on December 27th. Hong Kong's top court ruled unanimously on Monday that the government's decision to use a colonial-era emergency law to ban face masks at protests last year was both proportionate and legal. The ruling is a blow for democracy supporters who had been hoping the Court of Final Appeal would side with the lower court and overturn the order. It also confirms that Hong Kong's chief executive has the power to enact any law in a time of public emergency. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and from Washington, you're listening to VOA News.